Hey, sometimes this flight can get a little rocky, you know. I gotta tell you the truth, every so often even I get a little jumpy, but I tell you, for some reason, I feel totally calm today. It's like there's somebody watching over me and there's no reason to worry at all. Is that crazy?
No, not at all.
Oh, good.
On the other hand, there's always the possibility this could turn out to be one of God's little jokes.
Morning, Antonio. Morning, Helen. Morning, Faye. Coffee and a donut, please.
We're out of donuts.
Oh, that's right. Good morning, Roy.
Brian, do you know what day it is today?
I certainly do. It's our annual evaluation day.
I'm surprised you remembered.
Oh, are you kidding me? I could just hear Joe now. As you know, it's that time of year when Sandpiper Air takes a moment to examine itself. You know, you just want to hit him in the forehead with a suction dart, you know?
Oh, stop complaining. At least you have a job you like. Wish I could find something meaningful to do with my life. I mean, can you imagine being 60 years old and still stuck working behind a counter in this stupid airport?
Yes, I can.
Oh, Faye, I'm sorry.
It's okay, Helen. At least I managed to get in some exciting times before I ended up here. Not everyone can say that.
You know, I don't know why Hackett bothers with those evaluations. If someone's a bad employee, you just can their sorry butt. If they're good, you slowly and methodically take away their self-confidence until they're convinced they'll never be able to get a job anywhere else.
Quick, call the Pope. Heaven must be missing an angel.
Brian, can I see you in my office? Gee, I wonder what this could be about. Gee, thanks for seeing me on such short notice, Doc. Pain starts about here.
Yeah, I know where the pain starts.
Have a seat, Brian. As you know, it's that time of year when Sandpiper Air takes a moment to examine itself. And discovers, to its horror, it has no sex organs.
Gee, what a surprise. You're not taking this seriously.
All right, let's just cut the baloney, Joe, okay? Isn't this the meeting where you tell me how I'm doing, and I apologize, and I tell you I'm going to do better?
Yeah.
All right, well, consider it done. Thanks for your time, and I'll see you at dinner.
Great, send Faye in.
Hey, Joe.
Look, I'm a little busy. I'm in the middle of these...
The evaluations, yeah, I know. Every year at this time, I kind of feel left out. Could you evaluate me?
Well, you don't work for me directly, Lowell. You work for the airport.
Well, I know, but maybe you could just do it as a favor to me. Okay? I'd like to know how I'm doing.
Well, sure, all right. Have a seat. Basically, you're doing a great job, Lowell. But since you asked, I'd have to say that you have a tendency to be just a little bit slow on paperwork.
Oh, really? I don't have to sit here and listen to this nonsense. I don't work for you, Mr. High and Mighty. Good luck, Faye. He's in a mood.
Have a seat, Faye. What can I say? You're just about the perfect employee. You're trustworthy, you're dependable, and resourceful, and I literally could not run this place without you.
Oh, sure.
Which makes it all the harder for me to say that I'm not going to be able to give you your annual raise this year.
You're not?
No, I'm not. I'm sorry. The economy has hit me really hard.
Well, it's hit me hard, too, Joe. I was counting on that extra money. I mean, it's not as if it was an overly generous raise, but it was something.
Faye, if there was any other way...
Joe, let me tell you a little story. It was about 6 years ago. The flight was number 211 from New York to Honolulu. I'd been working the Pineapple Run for several years, but this flight was like no other. A handsome young man in seat 17B was about to change my life forever.
Oh, no, you don't. Not this time.
Why? was.
You always use that story to soften me up. Got you a dental plan, it even got you an extra week vacation, but this time, I honestly don't have the money.
Oh, you're right, Joe. I know these are tough times. I guess we'll just have to get through it together.
That's the spirit, Faye. I'm truly sorry about this.
Well, don't be. You're in a wonderful business. All your employees love you.
And another thing, Mr. Boss Man. Mr. Quick with the paperwork. That crack about my paperwork was a cheap shot.
Technically, he doesn't work for me.
Hi, Faye.
Oh, Brian, good news. I found several ways of cutting our costs. I've combined two inventory control forms into one. Oh. I got a better phone rate on our long-distance calls, and I'm even using the backs of these little scratch pads, so we'll get our annual raises, yes.
We get raises?
Hey, Brian, look what just came.
Joe, wait a second.
Wait one second, Faye. Look, check it out.
Oh, new leather flight jacket. Zowie. Yeah. Oh, God, these are beautiful.
Aren't they? Look, lamb's wool lining.
Hey, look. Bah.
Oh, I love these little guys.
Yeah, all right, look.
Oh, magic gloves. Hey. Oh.
What?
Oh, geez, Faye. I know how this must look.
Do you?
They really weren't that expensive.
Oh, are you kidding me? I've seen Sporty's catalog. These are top of the line.
Will you shut up? Faye, I ordered these jackets weeks ago when our financial picture was much different.
Oh, yes, weeks ago. Often referred to as the good old days of wealth and prosperity.
I'll send them back.
Whoa, what are you talking about?
No, it's not about that, Joe. It's about how I'm regarded around here. It seems in the Sandpiper pecking order, I come in third after a couple of leather jackets.
Oh, don't say that, Faye. You know how important you are to me. I couldn't run this place without you.
Well, I'm afraid you're going to have to. I can't work here anymore.
Oh, Faye, don't do this. Come on. I'll find a way to give you a raise.
It's too late. I quit.
Oh, come on, Faye. Faye!
This may be a bad time, but did I hear something about raises?
Do you have room on the 415 flight to New Bedford or not?
Ma'am, if you just be patient one second, Brian, what's taking so long?
I can't get into the computer. I don't know Faye's password.
Have you tried happy?
Also, sunny, chirpy, jolly, rosy, perky, dopey, doc, and sneezy.
We need some help here. When is that temp that you hired from the agency supposed to show up?
She's on her way. She's coming over. Did you apologize to Faye?
She won't even accept my phone calls. I must have really hurt her feelings.
Hey, no hurry, guys. I'll just swim home.
Oh, wait, ma'am. Please, folks, please bear with us. We'll have you on your way as soon as possible.
Oh, Teresa, she's here. Excuse me. Hey, Teresa, you made it.
Buenos dias.
My directions were okay?
No entiendo.
Right. Go on. I want to introduce you to my brother, Joe.
No entiendo.
All right. Teresa, this is my brother, Joe Hackett. Well, unless my high school Spanish fails me, mi hermano Joe.
Oh.
Right? Joe, this is Teresa Melendro, our new Faye. She is from Bolivia.
Hello, Teresa.
Mucho gusto, señor.
Yeah, Brian, could I talk to you over here just one second?
Doesn't she speak any English?
No inglés. Yo se lo dije a la agencia y lo hice bastante claro. No inglés.
It's all right, Teresa. You're upsetting her, Joe.
Brian, for crying out loud, if she can't speak the language, how's she going to run a computer?
Joe, first of all, it's a very user-friendly program. Huh? She could probably just, pick it up.
Ay, no, yo no puedo. Yo no sé cómo hacer esto. Nunca he hecho esto. No puedo.
She says she can't wait to get started.
Are we going to get any service?
Yes, sir. I'm going to take care of you right now. Teresa, do you think that you could put these luggage tags on the bags?
¿Qué? No entiendo.
Luggage tags on the bags?
¿Qué?
Luggage tags! Luggage tags!
I'm sorry.
What kind of airline is this?
Yeah, I'd love to help you out, Joe, but thank God I have a flight. Brian, you can't leave now.
No entiendo.
Teresa, yes, sir. Now, where was it you're going again?
Over there.
Oh, no, wait, sir, please, just
Folks. Faye. Faye, does this mean you're coming back?
Just to get my coffee mug. Oh, I see my replacement's crying already. She'll fit in beautifully.
Faye, please.
No, I'm not coming back. Don't you understand English?
No English. No English.
I got you. No English. No English. Here. Faye, let me tell you a little story. I was on flight 211 from New York to Honolulu. I needed a vacation. I was hurting bad. My whole life had centered on flying, and I was about to give it all up until a certain flight attendant changed my life forever.
No, no, you don't, mister. Forget it, Joe. Save your breath. You've gotten your way too many times with that story. Anyway, I've got another job.
You have? Where? You're working for Roy? Faye, how could you?
You see any other airlines around here?
All right, Hackett. Quit bothering my employee. Come on, Faye. You've got a new home here at Aeromass.
Why, thank you, Roy.
Now quit grinning like a silly jackass and get to work.
I finished reading the best book today. It's called The Scarlet, and it's all about this woman named Scarlet O'Hara, who goes to her father's birthplace in Ireland.
Oh, yeah, I heard that was really good.
Oh, yes, I loved it. But I wanted to know so much more about Miss Scarlet and Rat Butler. For instance, what happened to them earlier during the Civil War?
Perhaps you've heard of Gone with the Wind?
What is this Gone with Wind?
You've never heard of the book by Margaret Mitchell, Gone with the Wind, and perhaps the most famous movie ever made?
I was sick for a while there.
Antonio, Gone with the Wind tells all about those characters before and during the Civil War.
Get out.
Yeah, see, the book Scarlet is what's called a sequel to Gone with the Wind. You know, like Return of the Jedi and Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, yes, I like those.
Right, well, there are sequels to the movie Star Wars.
Star Wars?
All right, I'm going home. Cochran, I hope you took care of those reservations for tomorrow.
Oh, yes, Roy, your podiatrist appointment is at 4. You've got Nutrisystem at 5. And at 6:30, I got you your usual corner booth at Fat Tony's Meatball Dream House.
Good to have you aboard, Faye.
Night, Faye.
Night, Helen. I didn't know you were still here. I'm just clearing out a few of my personal things.
Are you taking that picture with you?
Yes, I am. I'm the one who asked him for his autograph.
Yeah, but he flew on my airline. That picture gets us business.
Well, it can get you the moon for all I care. It's going with me.
But no, it's not. It's my picture,
no,
Faye.
It's my picture, no, Joe.
Faye, I'm going to stay with me.
Hey, no. What's going on?
Here, what she's trying to take my autographed picture of Richard Roundtree.
Well, it's mine, and I just give it to me so what? I can go home.
No, it is not yours. It is mine. Shaft gave it to me.
Well, I'm the one he called back.
Okay, stop. All right, stop it. Stop. Stop bickering. Let go. Sit down. Now, let me tell you a little story. It all began on flight 211 from New York to Honolulu.
You weren't even there.
I know I wasn't, but I've heard you tell it so many times, I feel like I was.
Joe was on his way to Hawaii. He was at the low point of his life. But, as fate would have it, he met a fair maiden. And they spoke those first words now carved in their hearts.
Excuse me. I asked for a pillow an hour ago.
Wad up your jacket. What are you taking a jacket to Hawaii for anyway? The mean temperature there is like 85 degrees. Read a brochure.
Excuse me, miss, what's her problem?
Faye, oh, the airline's forcing her to retire, and I think she's a little bitter. She's the sweetest person in the world, usually.
Yeah, I find that hard to believe.
I think she's been drinking a little.
More than a little. Take over for me, Tammy. I'm taking a break.
Excuse me. I was hoping to stretch out in that extra seat there.
This is coach, pal. Suck it up.
Look, ma'am, I understand you've had a bad day.
Bad day? You don't know what a bad day is. Let me tell you something, mister. I'm the best stewardess this airline ever had. You might not know it today, but I am. And you know what they're doing to me? They're letting me go. They're retiring me. They're putting me on the ground. Might as well put me in the ground.
Excuse me, but I'm not doing so great myself.
Do you want a drink? Yeah, it'll take the edge off. Here, pick a color. I've tried them all. They work equally well.
What the hell?
You need a glass. There you go.
Thanks.
So, what's your name?
Joe.
Joe. Joe. That's an Indian name, isn't it?
Sure, why not?
Yeah. Well, glad to know you, Joe. I'm Catherine.
I thought that other stewardess called you Faye.
Ah, she's a dope. I always liked the name Catherine.
Whatever you say, Catherine.
Let me tell you something, Joe. Don't ever go to work in the airline industry. They'll break your heart every time. What do you do anyway?
I'm a pilot for a charter company.
Oh, poor stupid bastard. That's a figure of speech. What's your tale of woe, Engine Joe?
You really want to hear?
Yeah, cheer me up.
Well, my fiance and I were about to be married, and I was...
What's her name?
Carol.
I don't like that name. Your fiance, Linda. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to quit the charter company and start my own commuter airline. Carol was going to work Linda was going to work the ground, and I was going to do all the flying. It was going to be perfect. Then, last week, she ran off with my brother.
Oh, she doesn't deserve the name Linda.
You know the worst of it? Flying was my life. I lived it, I breathed it, I tasted it ever since I was a kid. But now, why bother? I guess I'll just find some other line of work.
You say flying was your life. You know, I helped build this airline. I mean, I have built it from the ground up. I did everything. I wrote tickets. I checked baggage. I even pumped fuel. You know, once 15 years ago on a flight to Milwaukee, I crawled through the baggage hole and I kicked the landing gear down myself. And I did it with a smile. You know why? Because I find the good in every damn thing.
So what are you going to do now?
Grow old and die.
And me too, I guess.
You want a drink?
I really don't drink.
Well, me either. Yeah. Because that's something we have in common.
Yeah. I guess neither one of us was meant to be in the airline business either.
Except maybe we're meant to be in it together.
You and me? Yeah, right.
Yeah, listen, I'm absolutely serious, Joe. I know everything there is to know about the airline business, and you're a wonderful pilot.
Well, how do you know?
Well, you're still alive, aren't you? Joe, what's the worst that could happen?
You know something? You are right. I mean, why should we let other people ruin our dreams? The hell with them. Catherine, you have got a deal. I am going to start that airline, and you're going to be right there with me.
Oh, that's a deal. What kind of plane do you have, 737?
No.
A 727?
Not exactly.
How about a 7-7? That's a good idea.
Hey, I'll tell you what, why don't we save that one for a special occasion?
You're right, we don't need that, do we?
No, we don't.
No, we got all these others.
And as our heroes continued winging westward, Faye decided to seal their bargain with that time-honored and solemn tradition she threw up on Joe's shoes.
And then, 4 hours later, you finally sobered up. The idea of you two guys joining forces still seemed good, and here you are.
Oh, Joe.
Catherine.
I'm so sorry.
Will you come back to Sandpiper?
No, of course I will. I'll start tomorrow.
Oh, great.
Oh, and Brian, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Beef.
Forget it, Wally.
Joe, look what I've got.
I don't believe it. Brian, get some glasses. You kept it all this time?
I'm going to save it for a special occasion.
Faye, you're the best.
Mm. Here we go.
I used to have a little packet of macadamia nuts that went along with this, but about a year ago, I broke down. What should we drink to?
Sandpiper Air.
Sandpiper Air. Hey, you know, Joe, now that everybody's in such a good mood and all, and it's supposed to be pretty cold winter coming up, I think it would be kind of cool if I had something nice to help me keep myself warm, you know?
Brian,
I was thinking if I could keep...
I'm sending the jackets back.
I was talking about Teresa.